Madison, Wisconsin. It's the It's a Crooked Tripod podcast. Guys, games, and beer!
Yeah. Yes.
You guys suck.
Yeah,
Kevin, they just like downed the whole intro.
What a downer.
This place sucks. It's all bombed out and depleted. Just like your mother.
I know.
Said our new slogan, where dreams go to die.
Yeah, apparently they're taking it to real heart. I like to enjoy myself when we're going down here, you know?
You're going down?
He likes to go down, huh? So, Travis. All right, today we're talking about mobile games, that great game that's sitting in your pocket. Yes, we know there's the all-time number one game that's sitting in our pockets. But... But you can also play them on the phone. And Tom's running away.
5 o'clock.
With good reason.
And Larry's getting a drink. With good reason. That's true. And my Trouser Snake game is going to be Goat Up. What's up, Goat Up? It's by Llamasoft. Made by Jeff Minter, who is like a god among retro gamers. He's like made some of the best Commodore 64 games that ever existed, made some of the best Atari games that ever existed, got sued by Atari because he's just too goddamn good. By the way, Atari, you suck for suing. Actually, he just harassed him. They didn't really sue Jeff Minter. They harassed him. If you invented the game, you can't steal the idea, Atari. But anyway... We're going to talk about Goat Up, which is a platformer that plays on your handheld. And it is one of the unusual cases where it plays really, really well. In Goat Up, you are a goat. And you're collecting your little baby goats. And you're trying to make it to the top of every level. Actually, it just keeps going. It's like an endless rising game. But it features a whole bunch of retro sound effects. I really like that. I love those little binks and boinks. And you collect... all sorts of like retro items, like, you know, there's like stuff from Pac-Man where they got like cherries and apples and oranges, oh my. And of course he has bulls that you pick up. That's very distracting. Yes.
Way to go, Tom. Wave.
This is a scavenger hunt episode. So
UFO.
So that's my game.
Follow.
So that is my game. Travis, what's in your pocket, Travis? Tell me.
My pocket is a rocket named Sonic. I've been a really big fan lately of Sonic Dash. It's an endless runner, but it's a really, really well-done endless runner. And, like, I mean, yeah, if you're not a fan of endless runners, it's not going to be for you. But if you don't hate them, it's a really, really good game. It's an endless runner done really well.
Would you say if there's any endless runner you should try, this should be it?
I do not play enough endless runners to tell you whether or not that would be the case. But I personally didn't hate, like, I didn't like the idea of endless runners. I played Cannibal a whole lot, which was one of the first kind of endless runners. There are others, but I mean, like, it was like one of the first, like, indie.
Oh, yeah, Pitfall.
Yeah. So, but I really never got into the whole genre. I never played, like, a whole lot of Temple Run or anything like that. But I really love Sonic Dash. It was a lot of fun. In general, Sega really does make some really, really great ports for Android and iOS devices. Crazy Taxi is, a lot of their games are things you can play in short bursts. So you can play, you know, a 3 to 5 minute round and then go back to whatever you're doing. Like, I can play in arcade mode of Crazy Taxi, right? Yeah, rolling in the bathroom or jerking off, apparently, as Ben was signaling.
That's what you do with one hand.
Yeah, right? Crazy Taxi, that is the craziest of taxi.
Yeah,
right. But Sega does a really good job at playing these really, like, consistently high-quality games you can, you know, pay maybe, like, $1 to $3 for, and it's still really, really good quality gameplay. I mean, like, I play a lot of video games, so, like, I'm the kind of guy who brings my laptop with me anywhere. So if I have any decent amount of time, I will bring my laptop out, play an actual game rather than an Android or an iOS game. But for those like little quick bursts, I do have to say I'm a sucker for Sega's games. So
that means when he's pooping. When I'm pooping.
Bonus points. Can anyone name an original Sega IP that's been made in the last 2 years? Anybody?
Silence, crickets. I know Sega very well.
Original Sega IP. Alien. The Aliens game was made by them.
It existed before Sega took hold of it, though. That's not original.
Yeah, but that's their first try.
Aliens Isolation. Okay, yes.
Yeah, it's their IP, and they're like the only ones who've done
but
it
right, actually. Yeah, and they actually did it right. So, all right, fair enough. So no new Sega IP, really. They steal other IPs and can actually do that, but if they make their own, it doesn't work so hot. But they did do a good job on Isolation, which was surprising to me.
So they know talent, they just have no talent.
Yes. Yes, they know talent. They have no talent. Let's get Matt out of the way right away.
Yeah. Joke's on you, Larry. No one could hear you. I usually jump to two mobile games. One of them is the Despicable Me Endless Runner, which I've talked about on the show before. Yeah, Mike is saying damn you to me right now because I got him hooked on that. Well, I got a Kelsey hooked on it, which, yeah, it's worse. And, you know, it's fun to jump into and just play sometimes. I've also been doing Sonic Dash, but we already talked about that. The one that I really love to jump into and play is Super Mega Worm. Especially when I'm, like, in a really bad mood and I just need to eat, like, 80 people and grow. So,
by the way, is hilarious in that game.
Yes, it is. I love what the little people are saying. Like,
me, take my baby.
Yeah, or like, haha, you'll never reach me. And then I jump up and I eat them. Yeah, I love that game. I can play it in 5 or 10 minute bursts, and it's just fantastic.
Last year at MGC.
Larry's making a good point. We did demo that at MGC last year. We had it going on the Ouya, which it's a great game to play with a controller. I use my phone screen normally because it works great with that too. Yeah. But the controls are simple enough where it works pretty much any way you want to play it, and it works well. And I really enjoy that. Whenever I want to hit up a mobile game, it's Super Mega Worm, and I'm eating some people, and it's wonderful. And that's how I go.
So there it is. In Matt's pocket is a Super Mega Worm. I'm so happy with that.
You know what? I think that's probably better than crabs.
Right?
I'd much rather have that than crabs. Yes, thanks, Larry.
Yay! Super Mega Worm, better than crabs. So, Kevin, tell me about your obscure European map game.
Actually, the funny thing is the World War II obscure European map game that Paradox puts out, they were developing an Android port and then gave up on it because the third iteration wasn't very good to begin with. No, not that specific one. But that's not in my wheelhouse. But anyhow, I mean something specifically mobile, let's see.
Nazi Runner.
Well, the real question for that. Are they chasing someone, or are they being chased?
Yes, that was my question, too.
Yes.
I can't say my next comment.
As far as the actual mobile game goes, I really have not played a lot of mobile games lately. I don't know. I just really, you know, I did it for a while there, you know, early on in the, you know, when Android was still the hot new thing, but like I don't know. Then of course, you know, it got taken over by all the free-to-play IAP bullshit. But anyhow, so I'll pick something. I haven't played it in a while. It's a little, you know, it actually has a Steam release now, but it's called Knights of Pen and Paper. It was sort of like, it's almost like a meta RPG. Like, you know, it has the, you know, you build, you put together a party of, you know, like, classical sort of class. I mean, you have, you know, a set of abilities, and like what you do, the interesting twist of gameplay that they do is that basically you set up the encounters yourself. Like essentially, like you'll do a quest, and then you'll go to a location, and it'll say, okay, you have to fight this many, you know, number of this particular thing, and then it says, okay, start the battle. Like you pick how many you want to face. Like you can change the difficulty, you know, in the sense that like, you know, obviously because you're facing, you know, seven things that are, you know, out leveling you at once, you're probably gonna get wiped out. So, I mean, you know, early on, you know, like, you go to a quest in a new area, and you're like, okay, I'll take on one of them, and then one of them in, like, separate battles. But then, you know, you get up there, you can just start piling them on, and then, there's a mechanic that rewards you for fighting more enemies at once and so forth. But, I mean, it was a very charming, and again, it's sort of a meta RPG, and it just, you know, it was good, you could play it in very short bursts, like, you just, you know, go, you know, do your thing, you know, set up a battle to do that, and then, oh, look, now it's time to wipe my ass, you know, that sort of thing.
That's a pixel game, right?
Yeah, it's definitely pixel art. But yeah, no, it actually does have a Steam release now as well. But,
yeah, I noticed
not
that.
But yes, that's, I've never actually played it on the PC, but, I mean, I assume it's the same thing, just more awkward, because it really is designed around a touch interface.
Like, yes.
The interface is very well done for that as well. Like, I mean, it's
yeah. But you can play it on a touchscreen PC.
Okay.
So you three people out there that have touchscreen PCs. It's great. Hey. What? I'm one of them, too. So two of them are right here.
We're looking for your number three. You'll forever have my heart.
And his weenie. Ty Bomber.
All right, so I don't play too many mobile games. I mean, I don't have any dedicated handheld consoles. My wife has a DS. She plays it. I don't. But for mobile gaming on my phone, the most I usually do is like emulators for like Game Boy and stuff on my phone. So that way I don't have to lug a big Game Boy to like work or something while I'm pooping. And Kevin talking about his RPG game just reminded me that a game that I really like, Banner Saga, I believe, has a mobile game, which I really need to try.
Didn't it start as a mobile?
No. No, I believe they released both. Or the mobile came right after, because the combat is fun. I think it's just based around the combat solely of that game. So I'll have to check that out. But there is one game which is just like a casual game that's fun. Is Unblock Me. You literally just move blocks to get one free. And it's dumb simple and just like, all right. And I played like a couple hundred levels of that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. Who knows who this is?
Oh, Jesus. Don't
not tell you. Oh, come on.
That's
it.
Nope.
Oh, nice.
no ketchup on the cord. Mobile games, right?
Yeah, mobile
I am gonna go with Giant Boulder of Death. It was an Adult Swim game. What you did was you were a giant boulder, and it was like an endless runner, but like your boulder would go downhill, and you'd have to turn your phone. And, like, the more you destroyed, you could get, like, an invincible boulder where you can, like, turn into a spike boulder and just crush everything while you're going downhill. And you'd be hitting Germans and, like, sheep and stuff like that.
So it's a World War II simulator.
Well, I think they're depicted as German people, I believe, I don't know, like...
Aryans.
No, something.
They're Austrian all day long.
They could be Austrian. That's true, too. I don't know what kind... I don't know what they are.
Do they have a sense of humor or not?
But yeah, I can tell you like how many times I've like had, and like the music's just like yodeling, so like you'll be going downhill and be like, and I can't tell you how much time I spent on that. Other than that, it's another Adult Swim game, Robot Unicorn Attack. Love that one, especially the second one where you get the always to be with you.
Or you could upgrade the song to Blind Guardian. Come on, guys.
Yeah, for like $5 more.
Worth every penny. Yeah, Blind Guardian's amazing.
But yeah, those are my two mobile games. Thank you, Adult Swim, for making oh so wonderful games that I love. Or there's also five minutes to kill yourself. Another Adult Swim game.
And what's that?
You literally have 5 minutes to kill yourself.
You're
in interesting ways.
Who hates his life and you have to kill yourself?
Is there like stuff stopping you all the time?
No.
Suicidal.
There's like one where you walk into the bathroom and there's a giant panda in it and you get mauled by the panda.
So you're saying the success rate's quite high?
Yes.
Ben Yin, got some action?
Oh, I got some action. I got an old school mobile game. Doesn't even involve a cell phone. Involves a car. So when you're a kid driving in the car, the Invisible Man. Yeah, the old man sunset. That game where you used to play and driving in the car, and you have the Invisible Man running along, jumping on the fence, running around the power lines. I don't know. I don't play on my phone. I'm a smartphone that's a dumb phone.
So your special pocket game is LSD.
Hell yeah. Well, it's okay. Dope.
This is it.
LSD.
You know, you bring it up. You open the door. So do you want to tell me about how... You want me to tell you how... never mind.
I'm just concerned about...
Have you shut down?
No, yeah. No, that's...
You were in.
I was in, and then I was harassed.
Yo, no,
well, I guess the one mobile game I have been playing is Trivia Crack. That's all. That's all I've been playing. Trivia Crack. It keeps me smart. It makes me feel superior to people who are dumb.
Which is no one.
Oh, okay. So, I generally don't play a lot of mobile games because either I'll play it on my console or I play it on laptop, and I don't usually play a lot of games. But the other day, I recently, a few months ago, picked up a Fire Phone. And the Fire Phone's got kind of a unique screen on it. It's almost kind of a 3D thing.
Are you talking about Monkey Buddy?
I was not going to talk about Monkey Buddy, although I do enjoy Monkey Buddy. Who doesn't like a monkey that goes, well, you know, it's funny, you know? But I was going to talk about Puzzle Planet, which basically is a cube-style puzzle where you have to connect various points to each other, and you kind of, and so there's kind of a, it's not a complete cube, but different kinds of cubes, and there'll be different points where you have to connect, and of course they'll crisscross, so then the challenge is how to get around the crisscross and that kind of thing. It was a pretty fun game, you know, it was kind of fun. It requires a special screen. I mean, you'd probably have to have a 3D screen of some sign. It was designed, I think, particularly for the Fire Phone, but I think if you had a 3D screen, you probably could play it because you have to move the phone to move the cube around so that you can actually see the points that you have to get to. So if you can't do that on your phone, a flat phone or 2D phone, you're probably not going to be able to play that game. But it's a pretty fun game. That one I enjoyed. You know, it's a puzzle. Now, a game I downloaded, and if anybody listened to the last podcast, you can see how, you know, downloading something and having aspirations to things don't always happen. I downloaded Simpsons Tap.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, fuck it.
And does anybody know what happens if your phone's just sitting around and you haven't played it in a while?
Push notifications.
It suddenly yells at you. Homer jumps up. You've not touched your phone. Homer jumps up and yells, "Hey, stop what you're doing and play me." And I thought it was pretty funny, although I ignored him. So, because my laziness for gaming apparently is greater than Homer's. So, all right.
That's impressive.
I know.
All right. Want to sneak in one more?
Sure.
All right, let's do what we've been playing.
Oh, I want to know what makes a game good, mobile game good.
Nah, because we did a similar topic a couple weeks ago. I think what we've been playing is a solid topic, which we didn't get to do. All right, so what I've been playing is I've been playing Starships.
What are Starships?
It is a, it's one of those Meier games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
Sid Meier.
Yep, it's a good old Sid Meier game.
Yeah.
Right, and come to find out, it rings all the retro bells. It just it's not like so complicated you can't play it in a few minutes. You usually get a round done in about an hour or two. And it's really, really a lot of fun. You have a small fleet of starships that you start with. You basically go to planets, help them out with their problems. That usually involves shooting shit. And then you upgrade your ships with the money that you get, or resources you get. You also, as you gain different systems, you can also upgrade those systems, you know, add population to the planet, or add production to the planet to help you out with your invasion plans. And like it's really a lot like the early Civilization games in that it's pretty simple to pick up, yet it has a lot of complexity if you're into that kind of thing. I'm enjoying it a lot. I played through it about 3-4 times, and that's really unusual for me. Usually I play through once and say, screw it, I'm done, I won. But I just keep going.
Come on, Rob.
No, I usually play once and go, screw this. But
you get about a quarter way through, like, I'm done.
If you were to take an average, it would be, I play it for a few minutes and say, screw it. But,
and then leave it on for
about a day.
And then you can say, I totally...
Well, I go do something else. Yeah, I got like 40 hours into it and one achievement. You know, it happens. But no, I'm actually pretty... I think I got like 80% of the achievements through it now because I've been playing through it so much. I really... It's a good game. For $15, you totally cannot go wrong. I'm sure G2A has it cheaper. $10. $10, folks. For the best fucking game ever. Rob's been drinking beer. Beer makes me so damn cocky. Anyway, we're going to go to Travis.
I've been kind of bouncing around. There's been a few big releases lately. Battlefield Hardly. I was thinking about hardness of
hardly.
Dicks. Yeah.
Hardly Battlefield.
It's Battlefield Hardline came out last week. It's multiplayer has been a lot of fun. I grew up my first huge like LAN community game when I was a teenager was Battlefield 1942, and although it was a serious, you know, World War II game, everybody just kind of dicked around in multiplayer, strapped satchel charges to jeeps and planes and flew them around and went crazy. And Battlefield Hardline really captures the essence of Hardline, just trying not to be too serious. Like, it really balances the line. It's kind of crazy with the large-scale combat now, but it's well done. It's very well done. The new modes they've done have been a lot of fun. That hasn't been too buggy, which 3 and 4 really, really suffered from a lot. So, they've had a few issues, but for the most part, smooth. Elder Scrolls Online recently went free-to-play. Well, you have to buy it as a one-time purchase, but there's no subscription fee anymore, which was my biggest turnoff. So as soon as they said, hey, yeah, we're dropping subscription fees, you buy it once, and that's what you have. I decided to hop in, and I'm really glad I did. I played for a couple beta weekends. I was like, okay, I like it a little bit, but I wasn't going to pay $15 a month for it. But deciding to buy it after it was just a one-time purchase was a really, really freaking good call. It is $60. You can get it for sale.
G2A. $25.
Or Green Man Gaming. You can get it for like probably about 20% off. It's really well worth it. It's a good mixture between MMO and feeling like you're playing an Elder Scrolls game. You could legitimately probably just play it like an Elder Scrolls game. You'll see other players around kind of in the same areas, but everything's fully voice acted. You have your own like single player type quests and you can still group up with people. They've done a really, really fine job. And the last one I've been playing is mainly because my friends have been on it, The Secret World by Funcom. And basically, I really like it because it's a very, very different feel. The storyline's pretty good. It's kind of a modern time MMO. It's very, very a lot of the same stables MMO. The combat, it's kind of action oriented, but it's a lot of hotkey based. But the story and the setting is very good. It's kind of a almost like World of Darkness, kind of like H.P. Lovecraftian type world where you're dealing with zombies and elder gods and all that fun stuff. So they did a really good job with it. The feel of it's really good. And again, it's another MMO where you buy it once. There's no subscription fee. It's pretty enjoyable. So I've really been enjoying playing with that with my friends. So.
Do you think that subscription fees are probably going to be a thing of the past?
Oh, by far. I mean, like, World of Warcraft is the only one you can really hold on to it right now. Every other game that either has shut down because they've kept subscription fees, or they decided to drop it later on within a year's two time, just because they can't build a long enough user base. The only reason World of Warcraft has been so long, and they're like the only big one standing, is just because they have users who are so used to paying that. Other than that, they've had to either go free to play or shut down within a year or two. There's no way you can survive on a subscription model anymore.
I have to agree.
Just a thought experiment for players. Do you think you end up spending more money on some of these, like buying skins and buying little chests and all that stuff, or than you would on a subscription fee?
Oh, by far.
Yeah, I think so too.
There's so many times I've been a subscription and I'll be like, oh, like Final Fantasy 14, for example. I like dipping into Final Fantasy 14, but it's like, okay, I'll pay for 1 month maybe and then drop back out. But games like Guild Wars 2, which was, hey, you buy it once, it's free forever, I have legitimately probably spent like $200 on. Like, and that's a game that you bought, and like, that's just cosmetic
shit. The old
shit.
Ladies here, dude.
Sorry. Just, but like, these free-to-play games, like, they're really good at just kind of like, especially good ones. You know, like, I don't mind supporting that model because they understand that it's probably only be the top 10 to 5 to 1%, depending on the game you're playing, that are going to be the paying player base, and those people tend to spend more. And I just happen to be one of those people. It happens.
You know what? Just an opinion, because you clearly have experienced many more of these than a lot of the rest of us. You know, would you rather spend $15 and have 100% access, or, you know, like, buy like chests and stuff that would like maybe surprisingly give you, you know, this special weapon or that special weapon?
It really depends on the game too, because I mean, like, that, and like, again, with these subscription fees, you're thinking $15 monthly. It really, there's some months you're like, I have no time to play this. My friends aren't playing it. It's $15 and I'm paying a month. I'm going to have to drop it. And then usually when you drop it, you're less likely to come back to it. Like, you're like, oh yeah, I just stopped playing, so I'm just not going to come back to it. Maybe, you know, there's something, like, your friends come back, you'll get back into it, but you're less likely. With games like Guild Wars 2 or The Secret World, I can drop out for 6 months, and then the whim's notice to be like, oh yeah, I remember playing Guild Wars 2. I kind of want to play it again. There's nothing stopping me. I don't have to get out my credit card. I don't have to reactivate the subscription. I just reinstall the client if it's not already on my computer, and I just play again. It's a very, very easy barrier to access again.
You have to remember the password, though.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good about that. I have to change my passwords all of the time. Mm-hmm. So,
I will say this about the free-to-play and then the microtransactions. I don't like doing microtransactions, but The Secret World, it's like $30.
Yeah, $30 one-time purchase.
$30 one-time purchase. I already dropped $15 on it and was like, you know what? That's still cheaper than
a full game.
Yeah.
If you're getting the time out of it, it's well worth it. Like anything, like, and this is like the biggest argument I have for video games. The amount you spend per hour of entertainment is usually pretty good. You go to a movie, you're gonna drop $15 to $25 easily just for yourself if you get a snack and go to the movie. So, I mean, I'm buying a game for maybe like twice that amount, if that, and I'm still getting hours upon hours upon hours of entertainment.
That's a good rabbit hole to go down, actually.
Sorry.
No, actually, that's an okay. No. We are going on to the next game. We're going to finish this.
No way.
Go ahead, Matt.
Damn it, Larry. Just let me finish once.
Not all about you, Larry.
I was talking about sex stuff.
Matt had the best orgasm of all time.
Thank you, Travis. Yeah. I have been playing, of course, a lot of Star Trek Online, another one of those free-to-play games. But, I mean, I paid for the lifetime subscription 5 years ago before the game came out.
That was like $300, right?
$250, I think.
I was like,
not $300. But I, without having to pay for a monthly subscription, get a monthly amount of in-game currency so I can continue to buy stuff for a one-time fee that I paid 5 years ago. I've been playing this game for five fucking years. I've definitely gotten my money's worth. I've also been playing Heroes of the Storm.
So
thanks, Travis. And that's really... yeah, pretty much. And I've been really enjoying that. And I also picked up Gauntlet not too long ago, and I played that with my brother-in-law a little bit on the TV in the front room. Really fun. Really fun. It's good. It's a good game to pick up with a controller. It's a great couch game.
I had the whole family.
I highly recommend it. It's really great. It's really great. You should totally play it.
No, the dog did not get to play.
No.
She is a freaking spaz. She hoards gold.
She's also just a whore.
She is a whore. Bitch.
I wrote on the coattails of Travis, so I have nothing else to say. Games I've been playing, I just picked up Secret World and have been monstering that. Terraria, I picked that up. Not so much.
Really?
Just because I'm by myself.
You playing with Jonah at all?
No. Jonah doesn't want to play with me anymore. I guess he's I'm not cool enough. He's too cool.
Yeah, he's way too cool. It's like
you're an old man now.
Yeah, I smell like mothballs and talk about old school car games that you did before cell phones. You know what? I really want a rotary phone.
I'm going to go. Matlock's on.
Kevin, what you been playing?
Well, I mean, aside from obviously my standby of obscure European map games, I mean, that never goes away.
You should
I mean,
really it just shifts. Have, like, a podcast about obscure European
it's
map
like,
games.
It's like an IT crowd, the first version of Game Board.
Right. Yeah.
Today we're gonna play
but I have been playing something else lately, which, I mean, is a similar sort of thing that doesn't really have, like, a beginning or an end. It's called Faster Than Light. It's like a...
Oh, FTL.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a starship simulator. I mean, you're running away from some shit. You know, you got a crew. It's all top down. Like, it's, you know, you got little mans, and you send them to various things. You know, you get attacked, and you do shit, and it's
a roguelike.
It's you die, you're done, you start over again, like the permadeath and all that. But I mean, yeah, no, it's just
guys
a
who die in real life.
It's true, actually. Yes, I'm that good at the game. I'm still alive.
Or you're just a cat.
Oh, one or the other.
Ow. But yeah, no, it's pretty sweet. And, you know, also Civilization V, but I feel like after the Sid Meier earlier, I didn't want to, you know, run that theme, but, well, technically, actually, no, Sid Meier had nothing to do with that game. It's just that, you know, they plaster his name on the franchise. Now, he hasn't had anything to do since Civ 3 with the franchise.
It's kind of funny that this latest game is actually more pure Sid Meier. Starships is more really Sid Meier than pretty much anything else they've done since then, because they've added, like, these heavy layers of complexity to the games that really aren't necessarily necessary and just kind of make you go, whatever.
Necessary.
Yeah. I had a drink, you know.
Also, in Civ 5, the AI really cannot deal with the concept of having one unit per tile. Like, the combat eye is terrible. Like, it's child's play to beat. It's pretty sad.
Yeah,
but it beats giant stacks of everything where it's just like, it just turns into a production off like in Civ 4, so hey.
In Starships, you really only have one production working. I mean, one...
Tyler.
All right, well, I've been trying to work on my massive, massive, massive backlog of video games, so I just finished up, actually, Assassin's Creed 2, which is good. I'm going to start working on Brotherhood Revelations, Assassin's Creed 3. And then me and the wife actually just bought Ori and the Blind Forest, actually, which is a beautiful, beautiful game.
Who's blind?
My brother-in-law.
He is, because he thought that was a beautiful game.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just a platformer game. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, the gameplay overall is pretty standard fare for a platformer, but...
So this is a platformer.
Yes, and it's just, it is beautiful.
I think that just showed up on my radar.
It just came out very recently. And Ori and the Blind Forest, I might be saying that wrong.
It's gorgeous. People that
it
don't
is.
Like platformers like it.
Yeah, it's a great game. The beginning will make you sad. So sad. It will make you want to cut yourself.
If you ask questions when you've had a few, focus in on a few words. Like later today, I'll research Blind Forest to refine this game, because I'm never going to know the whole name.
Larry's lit.
He's hammered. I'm gonna have to drag him out of here. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing lately. I guess I'm gonna have to start playing Heroes of Storm since I've been in since the alpha and played it like once. And probably should play with these guys.
It's fun.
So it is fun, but alright.
So my what I've been playing hasn't really changed. Still Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate. I've been cramming hours on that because I really have nothing better to do. But I did actually pop in one other game. Deadpool. I decided to play that again. I finished it all. I'm not 100% in it, but I was very darn close to being 100% on it. So it's one of my favorite Marvel characters, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to pop it in just because I need a good laugh, and the game is just... It's fun to play sometimes,
what
too.
Systems?
PS, PC, yeah, that's about it. You should... Not a lot of the mainstream games did.
So it's just one generation behind.
But, Larry, if you're going to play the game for the character, not the gameplay. If
you... I'm fine with that. I just wanted to play
Get it on PC. You can get it straight from Steam.
Straight from Steam, then. Damn. Way to go.
All right, Larry. That's all I can say, so I take it's your turn now. I'm a little afraid to hand you the microphone. I'm going to be honest here.
That's
literally...
Because this is...
Oh, I'm pretty lit. He's gone.
This is going to take a while. That's why I am... Oh God! Yeah.
No, it's not gonna take a long time. We actually lately in my household we have gone back to the 360, the 360 arcade environment, and we have been playing Ticket to Ride, classic board game that was ported over perfectly to the 360. We haven't played it for a couple years, and we've recently pulled it back out, and we are just playing the hell out of it. If you like Ticket to Ride the board game, and you don't want to do the setup, or you don't have, you know, six friends around for some real competition, you only have a couple of you, this was perfect. Download this one and play it. It is perfect. And so that's what we've been doing lately as far as like video games that we've been playing. So, awesome. All right.
Well, we've lost our camera person. Wait, she's back.
You had one job.
One
job.
Where's my money then?
Yet again, back to the failure.
She's been doing it in G2B style.
Yeah, that's true.
As a true artist, she has gone G2B with it. All right. Thank you very much for watching G2B. Do not forget our website at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. On Facebook, free game giveaways, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. And on Twitter, it's at guysgamesbeer. Thank you for watching. Oh, you really have suffered.
She really just
did that at the bottom. Yay!